Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rob Grady's here. Rob is a very accomplished individual. He's been a college professor. He's been a novelist. He is an author also of a business book called Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials. He's an entrepreneur, and he's someone who helps entrepreneurs, and that's what we like about him, because he joins us from time to time to help us get better at our businesses. Rob Grady, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
Good to have you back. So, growth. One of my buddies used to say, you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten.
Probably an apt description of small business people.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be moving in some way. Well, let me put it this way. You're always going to be moving, and the question is not whether you're going to be moving. The question is whether you're going to be in control of the move, right? Because
right.
If you're not in control of moving it in a positive direction, rust and the environment and oxygen, you know, the oxidation process and all that will pull you down on it.
What you were saying earlier, as I was listening to your show, you were saying that you got to grow or die, and that's absolutely true. Small businesses constantly have to be growing.
But that doesn't mean that you have to, when you say grow, that doesn't mean you're going to go public in 5 years.
Oh, no. No. We're not talking about
that. It just means that you can't stay the same, right?
That's correct.
I tell people, and I've been saying this for a long time, I've said it 1,000 times on my show, and I'll probably say it 1,000 more. It's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Well, that's an interesting way to look at it. That's probably very true.
So, you know, look at the people who are still selling the same stuff their grandparents sold, but they're not selling it the same way.
Can't today, no.
Mm-mm.
People
yeah.
just don't pay attention the same way they used to.
So you've got 5 thoughts on how to grow. Talk to us about it.
That's a system or a way of looking at your business that I developed in combination with some college professors I was working with when I was teaching at Marquette. And also with some business people that I was involved with through a Vistage group. And the whole purpose of the exercise is to look at your business as if it's an organic object that's constantly moving and changing as the environment around it changes. And the way to grow your business, you have to employ one of these 5 strategies. They're not new strategies. They're things that people have been doing forever. But when you look at the growth or you look at the future for your business, you look at a long-range strategy and how you're going to build your business, you have to use one of these 5 methods or all 5 of them. I mean, I'm not saying that they're mutually exclusive.
At different times, too. Yeah, you might use all 5 at different times. What's the first one?
And concurrently, yes. Well, the first one is to buy market share. The biggest gorilla on the block is often the controller in the distribution channel. So if you're and the reason you buy market share is to gain from your competitors. If you have a zero-sum game in a closed environment, and I have to buy this product, take insulin, okay? We have diabetics who absolutely have to have insulin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can buy it from this supplier, or I can buy it from that supplier. The different supplier, it's a limited pool, and I want to be the biggest supplier, so typically there's 2 ways to do that, to buy market share, and that's to either reduce your price or to increase your spending, and both of them are costly, and that's why we call it buy market share. By reducing my price, I'm going to encourage more people to buy my product versus my competitors.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I spend more money and suddenly tout how wonderful I am to the marketplace, they're going to sit up, take notice, and buy my product. But again, most of those methods cost me in some manner, shape, or form in order to gain market share. But in the long run, the hope is that by having a greater market share, I'm going to control the distribution channels. I'm going to be able to dictate pricing policy. This happens an awful lot in the airline industry. Probably the cleanest example of of that. When someone drops price in order to gain bodies on a particular route, the others have to match it or lose market share.
Right. And
that often determines how successful or how profitable you can be.
And there's a couple of factors that, enter into that, though. The other is the relative strength of the person you're taking share away from.
Absolutely.
If they're not weak, then you're probably not going to hurt yourself.
That's one true.
Thing. And another thing is you also have to presume that the customer is willing to move for a price point.
That's right. I mean, there's
They might not be.
The term in economics we call elasticity. How likely are they to? If I drop my price per gallon, I'm a gas station, and I say, okay, I'm going to sell it for 2 cents less than the guy across the street. How many people will make that U-turn and come into my station instead of the one across the street?
So you have to be careful. It's not automatic. It's not a fait accompli that if you decide to buy market share that way on price, that you'll accomplish it. I want to do something here for our segments here, Rob. I want to bring in what you call number five and talk about it now too. Another way to buy market share is to
merge or acquire another company.
Yeah.
And it could be what we call horizontal, which means you're buying somebody right at the same level in the channel, a competitor. And that's one way of if you want to buy market share, is by buying up a competitor. Or you could do it vertically. That means buying up either a supplier or a customer of your own.
A classic example would be if you want to go to the next town over.
Should
I just open up a brand new store and have nobody come in the first moment, or do I want to go over and acquire somebody?
That's starting from zero. You're buying market share in a new market. Now that's one way to do it. But
you're cutting the pie up smaller. If you start scratch from scratch, but if you acquire somebody, then you acquire their piece of the pie that's already there.
It's interesting you chose to talk about strategy number five, because it actually incorporates all of the other strategies. Merger and acquisition could incorporate some of the other strategies as well. So,
Rob, give us your website, please.
My website is my name, Robert Grady, and it's spelled G-R-E-D-E, so just all one word, robertgrady.com.
All right, and the book is called Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials. The one I have says third edition.
That's correct.
All right, so folks, that means the first two were pretty darn good, or he wouldn't have a third one, so check it out wherever books are sold. I'm sure it's also available on his website. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about hunting and farming. Hunting and farming, how about that? With our good buddy Robert Grady, after these messages, 20 after, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.